Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday, Eureka police responded to a burglary at Walmart. It was determined that a man had entered the store and loaded two flat-screen TVs and a surround sound system into a cart. The suspect then exited the store with items and loaded them into a white pickup truck. He backed the pickup truck into a parked vehicle before reportedly leaving the scene. Officers were able to obtain the license plate number of the suspect vehicle, and they responded by going to the owner's address, and that's where they found him. Inside the residence, officers contacted 56-year-old Donald Thomas Endicott. A records check of Endicott revealed an active parole violation warrant for his arrest. Endicott was soon transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility for booking on his parole warrant. He will be charged with burglary and hit and run as well. He's not eligible for bail due to his parole status. More EPD news. As Saturday morning, just after 6:30, Eureka police responded to a burglary alarm at Mr. Fish on 2740 Broadway. Officers found a door of the business had been forced open. While officers waited for the owner, they deployed a canine to track the suspect. And that canine led officers to the Greenbelt area just northwest of Mr. Fish, where they located 38-year-old Shannon Lynn Hodgden. Hodgden was in possession of items believed to have been stolen from the business, and the business owner later identified the items. Hodgden was taken into custody for possession of stolen property as well as probation violation. Soon transported to the correctional facility, being held on a $25,000 bail. It's an ongoing investigation, so anybody with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. The DUI driver's license checkpoint that police ran in Eureka over the weekend turned up one stolen car as well as some other statistics. One person was arrested because she had four outstanding warrants. Another was cited for driving with an expired driver's license. Another driver was cited for driving while unlicensed. And one other driver was given a sobriety test but released because she was not identified as being under the influence. All the forest fires are contained, all except for the largest one, the North Pass Fire in Mendocino County. It's currently at 97% containment. Having burned over 41,000 acres, fire personnel are focused on patrolling the fire's perimeter. Roads are being repaired and improved. The cause of the fire was a lightning strike. More KINS news after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And, of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
For today's segment of our community, discussion continues on fire preparedness here on the North Coast. The weather patterns from last month to current times have been perfect for fires in Northern California and the Southern Oregon border as well, as a low pressure system brought subtropical moisture leading to thunderstorms with little to no rain. Lightning storms were responsible for at least three of the forest fires, including the large North Pass Fire, and that one burned over 40,000 acres. At least two were caused by human beings. Some tips to keep in mind, CAL FIRE Chief Ken Pimlott says, quote, "With the already tinder dry conditions, this lightning storm system has elevated the fire danger even higher. Never use lawnmowers on dry vegetation. Any mowing or weed eating should be done before 10 a.m. And also, never pull your vehicle over in tall, dry grass. It's the fire season, so use common sense while we wait for the weather to bring more fire-safe conditions." Stay tuned next Monday for the next segment of our community. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.